What's up, sisters and friends? Happy Monday, everybody. Y'all, I am so excited for today. I have two very special guests today who have trained me up, y'all. Any muscles I have, I owe to these women. But more than just muscles, they have really just made me a better person, and I'm so thankful for that. I actually have two of my personal trainers from Tribe 31 who are going to talk about their new workshop in the LO Sister app and just what it looks like to not just train physically, but also spiritually, mentally, all the good things. So welcome to the podcast, Taylor and Joellen.
Yay. Woo-woo.
So super excited to be here.
I'm so excited. I was just thinking about this today, and I love Sisters and Friends podcast so much because it truly is like my sisters and friends, and it's just an overflow of what our life naturally looks like. And y'all are two people who truly have influenced me and impacted me so much. So I'm so excited that not only are you going to impact people through this podcast, but through the app too.
It's just a blessing. So, and thank you for the opportunity to grow. In that way.
Absolutely. So it was really funny backstory for those listening. So after I had Honey, I was, you know, in my postpartum life thinking I should work out, but the last thing you want to do is work out, right?
Right.
And so I was just like, okay, what am I going to do for workout? I didn't want to like put pressure on myself, but I didn't want to kind of start moving again. Mm-hmm. So I was at this stoplight one day and I like so look funny. Over to the left and I see this like Zumba class going on.
Or Halloween. So we're all in costumes.
Specifically Halloween Zumba. So they're all in costumes. It looks so fun. And I'm like a sucker for fun. Like if it's fun, I'm like, I'm there. So I'm like, oh, this looks so fun. And I see Tribe 31. I'm like, okay, this looks cool. So like I look up Tribe and I found your Instagram, Taylor, and you had all these fun reels and all this like fun things. I was like, she looks fun. I was like, I'm gonna message her. I'm gonna start going to this place. And yes. I'm thinking this is more like, you know, just like a little Zumba class.
Move a little bit.
Just gonna move my body, a little cardio. Holy
next
moly.
Thing you know, you're lifting weights over your head and doing burpees.
I was like, I did not know what I was signing myself up for. But it was the best thing ever. It was honestly like, it did train me in a way I'd never been trained before. And it taught me so much. I would leave there and post like these stories on my Instagram that were like spiritual lessons I was learning while we were working out.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't that we were talking about those things. Mm-hmm. It was just that I was experiencing that through the workouts that we were doing and the challenges that were ahead. Yeah. So I learned then the benefit of what it looks like to push yourself and to grow and strengthen all that.
Absolutely.
But I want to hear about y'all's stories. So how did y'all come into the fitness world? And was that always a dream of y'all's? Yeah. Y'all can both go because I know y'all have different stories. And then you can also kind of share how y'all met along the way.
Weave that in there.
Yeah.
So for me, I was a former first grade teacher. I grew up doing sports and all of that, and running was my passion at the time. But while I was teaching, I started lifting weights and doing a few things that were different, and I just saw better results. And at the time, it was actually more therapy for me because I'd struggled with some eating disorders and all of that. So working out helped me come out of that. And so while I was teaching, I began to personal train part-time. And, you know, you're just, as you go through your journey in life, you realize things kind of shift a little bit. And so my passion shifted to working out and teaching people how to do that. And so the opportunity for me to do that full time opened up, and I just didn't want to ever look back and go, what if I hadn't done it? And anyway, so I took a leap of faith and quit teaching and started training full time. And anyway, so that's really, you know, where I dived in, you know, full-fledged with training. Awesome. And of course, then there was several years between that time before Taylor and I met, and lots of things happened in between that time. But
and you were just personal training like, on the side and stuff?
Yeah, so I started at a gym that I was at, and then I just felt God leading me to branch off from that, and I actually started training in another gym, and that's where I met Christy Harper Dunn. I don't know if you know her. Anyways, so trained my clients out of there and then started doing CrossFit, and I just really learned a whole different side of working out and all whenever I did that. But but then I just decided I needed to step away from that. So then I was doing some in-home training, but then kind of realized I'm wasting a lot of time driving to all of these places. So then I got into my own studio and did my own stuff, which at that time it was called P31 training. And then during that time that I was with that, which is about 4 years ago, then Taylor reached out to me, and that's how our journey began.
And funny story how we know our, like, friend anniversary. It was a week before my me and Johnny got married. So we have the same anniversary. So it's kind of funny. Yeah. So whenever I'm texting Johnny happy anniversary, I just go,
happy anniversary.
Yeah. So fitness for me has been a part of my life for forever, through college or high school sports into college. I actually, like, trained all my friends in college, so it was super fun.
That's so cool.
Because of my history with sports in high school. And so fast forward a few years later, I was this confused 20-year-old who had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I was running stadiums at Neville High School, listening to worship music and praying, like, God, like, what do you want me to do with my life? I feel like I have no purpose. You know, I'd just gotten out of a super unhealthy relationship. So I was just kind of down in the dumps. And I was just remember running those stadiums praying. Like, that was my prayer time. And I just heard, like, that was a time where I just heard the Holy Spirit so clearly, you're doing it right now.
Wow.
And 5 minutes later, a girl messaged me on Facebook and was like, I don't even know if you do this, but I'm looking for a personal trainer. Have you ever thought about training people?
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I hear you now, loud and clear, like, I'm doing it. And I messaged her, yes. Wow. No, I've never done it before, but yes. You're going to be my first one.
Wow.
So I went to Academy, bought kettlebells, dumbbells, ab mats, a wall ball, like, all this random stuff. Awesome. And I drove this little RAV4, put it all in the back of my RAV4, and trained people at football stadiums, at their homes, wherever somebody would, like, let me train them.
That's so cool.
So I drove around Monroe and West Monroe for a year and a half, 2 years, kettlebells flying around in the back,
training people.
So I did that. I worked at a restaurant and I worked in real estate.
Wow.
So I was just a crazy person.
Let's go.
And so it started getting cold outside. Well, I did one winter just driving around my little RAV4. And I was like, I cannot do this. Like, it is too cold. We are out in the rain running. Like, it's craziness. And one of my friends said, well, have you ever met Joellen Gilliland? Y'all literally do the same thing. Like, y'all only train women. Y'all both have the same mindset of where your business is growing. And you should message her on Facebook. So I stalked her out and was like, hey, girl, we do the same thing. We should totally get coffee. And we had coffee one day, and it was history from then.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And there's, like, so many things in both of y'all's stories that I want to circle back to. And one of the things in your story is that, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way. I'm a 20-year-old. I'm confused. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And the reality is, a lot of people need to look at what they're doing and say, oh, this might be it.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is it. It's already in my
hands.
What
it's given
me
right
to get. What do I love? It's not, I think so many people think about what they're going to do as this, like, mysterious thing they're one day going to just come upon.
Right.
But a lot of it is what you're doing now. Yeah. And even that you're training and teaching, you had a teaching background. Like, things that you already have in you that are already a part of your life are things that God is stewarding in you to do what He's calling you to do.
Yeah.
It's not like that big of a mystery. When you when you look back at your life, you're like, oh, this all makes sense. It was
all woven together.
It all weaves together. And then the other thing I want to really mention is that you felt called. You're like, okay, this is it. God's giving me all the clear signs, but you still had to work at a restaurant. You still had to do real estate. You still had to grind. And I think that there's this, like, weird cultural thing happening right now where it's, like, all about, like, you need to rest and, like, make sure, like, you have a lot of rest. And also, I'm like, yes, like, that's good. But, like, when you're in your young 20s, a lot of times it is a grind.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
It shaped me for who it shapes you.
Yes. People don't, they're, like, very, like, almost overbearing and, like, the boundaries for their life of, like, I don't want to overwork and I need to rest and you do this because this is what the books say. And it's like, yes, there is
a beauty to rest. When you're young.
Yeah,
when
you get older. There is a beauty to rest. Obviously, the Lord
your body
gives
will
a
limit
Sabbath. But there is something to, like, when you start out, it's not, you actually might need to grind. Like, when you start something, it's not going to be easy. When you start something, it's not just all going to fall in your lap.
Exactly.
You could have been like, well, maybe you didn't call me this, God, because why am I still doing real estate? And why am I still working in the restaurant? But you had a call, and in order to walk that out, you needed money. Like, absolutely, you needed that. So what did that look like for you? Like, when was the transition from like, okay, I'm doing this, all these things are crazy, it's really hard, to like, okay, now I can actually full-time step into
yes.
it?
Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/whoa or text whoa, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's Audible, audible.com/whoa or just text whoa to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
So 20-year-old, so confused what I wanted to do with my life out of a super unhealthy relationship. And, you know, that was the one thing, you know, when I trained people and whenever I was doing what I loved and I knew it was a calling from God, I just felt so much peace in that.
That's cool.
But I still had rent. I still had bills. I still had all of this. And I was just like, okay, Lord, I trust you that, you know, I'm still going to work over here so that I can build this business up. And so I knew at the right time, some of those things would dwindle down.
Yeah.
Real estate ended, but I was like, okay, well, I still need the income from the restaurant. So I stuck that out. And that's when Johnny came into my life when I wasn't, you know, looking for a relationship or whatever. And he came into my life and was, it was very spirit filled.
Yeah.
Like, we prayed together, we went to church together. And he was just like, Taylor, I think it's like, he kind of pushed me
into,
like, I can see this happening.
Awesome.
Like, he said, I see God working through in fitness. Like, you need
believed
to
believe in that with you.
Yes, he believed in that. And he supported me. And you know, I was like, okay, well, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to support myself just doing this right now. And he was like, well, let's just pray about it, you know. And he just really, in that relationship, I feel like I grew so much. Like, he helped me out of.
That's awesome.
He was the confidence that you needed, that you lacked at that time.
And it was just such an eye-opener, too. Like, oh, I've got a partner now that is, you know, praying for me and filling me with all of these confirmations of.
Encouraging you.
Yeah, encouraging me to step out into complete faith.
It's cool.
And give everything I have to my fitness business.
Yeah.
So,
it's just amazing what happens when someone else believes in what you're doing. I mean, I think that that's like the beauty of community. It's like someone saying like, hey, I actually see it and I believe in you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you think I can do this? Okay, I can do it. And I think that's the beauty of working out with someone else. Like, we'll get to tribe in a minute. But even for me coming in, I would never have ever thought I could do half the things that y'all put on that board to do. I look at the board and I'm like, nope. And then
I'm like,
later, I'm like, I did it.
One
rep at a time. Yeah, but when someone else believes in you and they see something and you're like, no, you can do it. Like, even whenever y'all say, oh, I think you could do 5 more pounds. And I'm like, do you? Because I don't think so. But then I'm like, okay, I can do it. And then I do it. And I'm like, wow, that was crazy. I just did it. And so the same in life. When someone comes alongside you and is like, hey, I see what you're doing. And it might seem like crazy, but I believe in you. And then it gives you that strength to do it. And so I just want to point that out because I think some people think, oh, well, if everything's not lining up, then it might not be God. But that's not true. Just because God calls you to something, yes, he will equip you, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And that doesn't mean it's going to be fast. And we want things to happen fast.
Yes.
We want it to be immediate. Yeah. And we want to be able to also have our own free time and our rest time and all this stuff. Yeah. And want everything to be, it's like, wait till you're retired for that.
Things that you're involved in, may have to go to the wayside for you to focus in on the path that you feel God leading you to. And sometimes we don't want to let go of those those different things.
Absolutely. That is so true. It's a surrender moment to the Lord of like, God, what are you asking, you know, from me? And
what do I need to?
Yes, you know, because I want your will to be done in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to circle back to something you said, because you talked about having an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And I know so many girls' ears just went, whoa, I'm in this conversation, because so many girls are walking through that. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, whenever I walked through that season of my life, coming out of that, like, I was scared of working out because I was scared it was going to suck me back into that hole again, because to me, it was such a thing about appearance than anything. I think that was, like, something that I was just really hard on myself in. And so when I worked out, I think I noticed my body more. And so I was, like, scared of getting sucked into that.
Caught in a cycle.
Caught in a cycle. But I love how for you, like, that was something that actually helped you and you found, like, freedom in that. And so talk to us about just what that looked like coming out of the eating disorder and finding freedom in working out. Because I know a lot of girls who have eating disorders and working out is a part of that bondage and not that freedom. Mm-hmm. And so how do you shift your mindset to seeing it as a free thing?
Yeah. So so for me, when I had my eating disorder, it was, mine was very minor compared to, you know, some that have to actually go and really seek help and that kind of thing. Mine was more from coming from a background of perfectionism. And so so if I, you know, started a diet and I didn't do it perfect by, you know, day three, then I'm like, it's over. I've failed. I'm just going to binge eat the rest of the week, and then I'll start again on Monday. So a lot of my issue came out of perfectionism. And God, you know, had to definitely help me to understand, like, it's not about being perfect. It's just about making good choices along the way. But yeah, so working out, well, in my eating disorder, it caused me to just, I had depression, I isolated myself, I didn't feel like working out. So it was just that cycle that it puts you in of just doing, making poor choices throughout all of that. But going back to working out is what pulled me out, because I surrounded myself with community. So I was around people. I wanted to get out and do stuff. I didn't want to just stay home and mope. And then I realized that I felt better working out when I ate better.
That's cool.
And so it wasn't like this big eye-opening moment that God, you know, took me through. It was more of just like every day making those, changing my habits until that habit became something that I realized, like, oh, I'm not struggling with that anymore. So it was just a journey of just waking up, showing up, and being disciplined and being consistent. And I think that's the thing that a lot of times girls and women that we've trained, the consistency is what really throws them off. Because we live in a world that, like, we want instant gratification. We want things to happen in a week. And in some areas of our life, that's just not going to happen. I didn't, you know, get into my bad eating habits overnight. And I didn't get to the point where I felt terrible overnight and was depressed. You know, it was a gradual thing. And so the same thing coming out of it, it's going to be a gradual thing. But having people there to support you, to encourage you, going back to things that you you love and enjoy and that make you feel good, are definitely lifesavers on that.
Absolutely.
And anyway, and I found a new love for what I was already doing through it. And then in turn realizing, like, oh, my story can help somebody else.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. I love that you said it's not, you know, it wasn't some big moment where it was like the Lord just took it away. It was like daily decisions. And absolutely. I found that for myself too. Like, when I look back at that season of my life, a lot of mine stemmed out of perfectionism as well. And it wasn't as big as, you know, other people as well. But, you know, I had the Fitbit and it's like the 10,000 steps. I was like,
I have to get 20,000 steps. And if I don't get 20,000 steps, then and beat myself up about it and this whole thing. And so I had to just kind of get rid of that for a season. Okay, like, I'm just not going to even look. I'm just going to take away the Fitbit, you know, even though I liked it and it was fun. Yeah. But I was like, this is not healthy for me right now.
Absolutely.
Now in the season I'm in, like, I just asked Christian for an Apple Watch for our anniversary because, like, I'm in a healthy place. Yes. I can do that. And it would be a good thing for me to actually help me stay healthy and on track, especially during this pregnancy. And so I think sometimes you have to make decisions for the season you're in because you have to be responsible for knowing your health and where you're at and your mental state.
You know, you have to know what you can control and everything.
It's
and if it's controlling you, then, you know, put it to the side.
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of the biggest things that Tribe, whenever I started going, that my mindset shifted. My mindset shifted on. It's like, you know, working out, like I said, it used to be about what I looked like, but it was not about that at all. It was really about what my body was capable of doing and how strong I was getting. And like, I told you this whenever I came, I was like, I have two kind of goals. One's to do a pull up, which I'm still working on, and I need to get back in there to get it. But again, it's a season thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing was, I want to be able to put Honey's car seat in the car easily, because that Duna, whenever she starts getting heavy,
you gotta like deadlift that thing.
I know. And that's so what we're doing right now. The heavier she's getting, I want to be able to do that with ease. Mm-hmm. And I can
do it. Yourself.
I know. And I was like, this is awesome. And like, all the things I was doing with Honey was like, I was just, you know, not I am young and I can keep up with it and I can get the car seat in the car.
Yeah.
But it was more about like, I want to do it with strength. I want to do this with ease. I want to be like the best mom I can be. And part of that to me looks like being healthy. And so just that shift was like so beautiful to be able to go in. And like, it wasn't about my appearance, is really about the strength that I was gaining. And y'all teach that so well. So I want to talk about the moment that y'all came, y'all Facebook message, you have your coffee or your lunch together. Yeah. What was the conversation like that day? Did y'all dream up Tribe then?
No, Tribe didn't come until 2 years later, or almost 2 years later.
Yeah, we met.
For 2 years, we were grinding it out still, like showing up at the same building, training women. We would be there from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night.
Wow.
And with our own personal clients. I mean, you know, we would be in and out at different times, but one of us was always there from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
So just long days. Wow. It was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, we realized a lot. When we first met, we realized, like, okay, we have, like, a lot of the same interests. We know a lot of the same people. How have we not met?
Yeah, we just became friends right there.
Cool. We're so like, it was for sure a God thing, you know, on how we had met. Because I think I had even told you, people had asked me if I would ever get other trainers in my gym. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I would love to, but I'm not going to go out and find them, you know, like if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's awesome.
And so, I mean, obviously God wanted this to be part of our story because he did. I mean, he dropped Taylor right into my lap basically. And, and it was a natural fit from the get go.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, well, yeah, let's figure this out. And
that's so cool.
And, anyway, and so it was great having somebody else there. The thing for me that made me love it was, like, sometimes you feel like you're the only one grinding and doing it, like, waking up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
Or actually earlier, because I'd have 5 a.m. clients.
Wow.
Working late, you know, and so to know
just
that...
Just to have, like, a...
Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah, that, buddy.
Or to bounce ideas off of, or that you're not doing it all by yourself.
Yeah.
You've got a teammate, you know, so to speak.
So cool.
So that was a blessing for me. And then,
absolutely,
like she said,
yeah,
we realized we were doing so much of the same stuff, and we figured we should work smarter and not harder. Like,
how can we're just so
to make this work?
Yeah, all the time. I'm like, are you so tired?
Like, well, you're not just working from like 5 to 7, but you're working out, like,
and
training people in physical.
Yeah, we were doing this
lifting
online,
weights, putting stuff up,
like, 30-day challenge thing called the Strong Her. What did we call it? It was just like a little online program.
Yeah, I guess that's... Did we start that?
I mean, a year later. So we would also wake up even earlier to go do live workouts with these online people together.
Gosh.
So it was just like...
So we were... I think when we started doing the online stuff, these little mini challenges. I think that's maybe when we really did decide, like,
we were like,
we should join forces here.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, and so the opportunity for us to actually
we knew if we were going to do it, we had to have a bigger building.
Yeah.
And during COVID, when we had the lockdown, we both had our personal clients and we were doing Zoom workouts with our own personal clients. Day. Yeah.
Wow.
And anyway, because we couldn't, you know, meet in our gym at the time. And so, well, the opportunity for us to move into the building that we're in opened up. And so once, because it was actually a church in there before we got in there.
I remember that.
Yeah, ironic.
Because I would always see that church, and that's what caught my eye. I was like, Zumba? I was like, right there, what?
Yeah.
Physically, what is spiritually. This now? Awesome.
Yeah. So. But yeah, during COVID, during that time, you know, we were able to move everything over there, get more equipment.
Set up. Yeah.
Figure out our game plan. That's awesome. How are we, you know, going to actually do this? And was it during all of that time? So we, you know, we were P31 training before, and we had some kind of title infringement or whatever. Yeah. There was another fitness place in Texas that was similar to our name. And so at first, you know, we were going to try to like fight it, but then we were like,
no, this is not our name. We're something else.
Yeah, obviously it's not meant to be. And if it's not, you know, we'll move forward in a different direction. And
I was like, let's go home, pray. Like, what is the name for this new beginning? Like, let's just pray on it. And God has guided us in everything else that we have prayed over ourselves for. And I just remember coming back like, we are a tribe of women becoming like stronger. Tribe 31, you know.
I love that. So, that's so cool. Yeah. I also love that y'all like teamed up together, because a lot of people in this generation like want to do things by themselves and like have like their solo run, like this individualist mindset. Yeah. And it's not that it's bad, you know. Some things, you know, are specifically called to you. But I do think that like almost everything like is better with a team. Like almost everything is better with a person. And I remember when I started LO, it was like hard for me at first because I was like, you know, it's hard to trust somebody else with what you love so much.
Are they going to love it? Are they going to be able to bring
you to realize that like, God does put that love in other people's hearts who have different giftings for you to team up to do what you actually want to accomplish. I would not be close to doing anything I'm doing right now if I did not welcome in people to do it alongside with.
Exactly. Look, God totally knew I needed Taylor, because I do not love social media. Like, it's just, I'm not a person. I don't have to, like, share what I'm doing and all that. I can live my life peacefully. I like peace and tranquility.
And I like the fun. I'm like, let's do this or let's do this. Yeah. Like, I like the fun.
So she brings, so her strength is definitely like bringing the fun, bringing the high energy, bringing the pizzazz and the color and all of that. And then just obviously she's very naturally gifted at doing social media stuff and all that.
And truly, like, that's how I saw it. Because I go on Instagram, like, look how fun her Instagram is.
She is dancing in her kitchen.
That's how I am. Yeah, so I like connected with that, you know?
Absolutely.
And like for me, I would never walk in CrossFit because it's so intimidating. But like, I was like, that looks fun. And even though it wasn't intimidating, it was still fun.
We still were having fun. Absolutely. And I'm more like, I pay attention to details. Yeah. I like to know the schedule. How are we going to like make this happen? Like, that's a really great idea, Taylor, but how exactly, like, what is it going to involve? And so I kind of bring more order to her big grand ideas.
So but it's a natural,
but it's a natural fit.
Because we're going to do this and this and this and this. And let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's like, me.
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah, that's me and Steph. Yeah. Like, I'm like, Steph, we're going to do a conference and I want to do it at the Civic Center. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get back to you and let me tell you that it's possible.
Totally awesome.
And I'm like, no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. She's like, okay, but let me just work on some things.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And it would not happen unless she worked on the things.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So I'm like all vision. She's like all operations.
There's so much that happens in the background on all of that.
And, you know, the quote, no ship sails like a partnership or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's something like that. And I'm like, that is not true. You know, like, you can have a partner and you can be great partners together.
Yeah.
Because they always say like, oh, be careful getting in business with someone. And I'm like, I have a complete opposite story because my business, myself, like my family would not thrive if Joe was not in our life.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we have, it's a deeper purpose. It's a bigger purpose than ourselves. Yeah, like it's not right about there. Ourselves.
Yes. And we don't want the glory from this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like our mission is to equip women with strength in whatever season of life that they're in, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And ultimately for God to get the glory for all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so good. So. I love that. It's such a good point because in order to do things, I think, with a partner and with a team, you have to have the heart posture of this is not about me. Mm-hmm. This is about building the kingdom. And to build the kingdom, you need the body of Christ. Yeah. You know, the body of Christ builds the kingdom. You build it better together. I always think about Nehemiah's story because Nehemiah is literally this cupbearer for a king. And then all of a sudden, Nehemiah feels this burden because the walls of Jerusalem are being burnt down. Everything's being destroyed. And he's like, God, just like give me a way to talk to the king.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the king ends up giving Nehemiah like the freedom to go back and build the walls of Jerusalem. But he's a cupbearer. Like, how is he gonna do that? Like, I would be like, okay, great. But like, then you see this like rally of people behind it, and there's like all different peoples, and you see like this people group and this family and this family and this family, and they specialize in this and this and that. Nehemiah couldn't have built those walls by himself, but with the team of people, they did it. But it wasn't about Nehemiah, it was about the burden that God put on his life, you know? And so, and for the vision the city that he of had Jerusalem for God's people, and so. Yeah, I think about life and LO and tribe, it's like if you're doing something bigger than yourself and you're doing something to glorify God, then you need God's people alongside of you and with the gifting God put in them.
Yeah, so good.
Which is so cool. So what are some of the things about tribe that have been like the most rewarding for y'all to see? Because y'all you train women only and it's mentally, physically, and spiritually, which is so cool because that's so rare. All of that is so rare and it's been so beautiful to get to be a part of. But what are some of the things that y'all look at now over the past 2 years, I guess, and say like, man, I'm so glad we did it because of this.
Well,
there's so many.
There's so many. I think for me, the biggest encouragement and seeing where your vision starts just as a little small thing. Because I'd never really envisioned this being a group and online and all of that. Originally, it was just like, hey, I'm just wanting to help women in whatever season of life that they're in get stronger because I know it helped me. But God saw it for something way more than I had envisioned. But I think I love the fact that we have coaches, extra coaches now. You know, it's not just Taylor and me. Cool. We have like 6 other coaches that have, you know, joined into the mission and
they're so amazing.
And they all have different giftings and all of that. So, but seeing how like them go from they come in and they work out and they have other jobs and stuff, but they come in, they believed in the mission too. They want to get stronger. Then seeing them like just naturally like coaching other people while we're, you know, doing the class.
Yeah.
And then seeing them evolve and get stronger.
Cool. Wow.
And then now they're coaching.
Wow.
And they're carrying on the mission of what we already, you know, believed in. So I think that's what's probably been the biggest piece of encouragement and just what I didn't realize I needed to see that.
Yeah.
But like, oh, wow, like
this
is how our mission keeps
going. That's so cool.
Way past us.
Yeah. That is so cool. I love that so much.
And I mean, for me, just seeing when a girl is able to do a box jump for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about doing the box jump.
Yeah.
You know, like, she comes in and that wooden box is so intimidating and she's just doing step-ups. I'm like, it's okay, just step up on that box.
Yeah.
But one day you're going to jump on it.
Yeah.
Like, one day, and they're always like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to be a stepper. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to overcome
this
fear.
Or they'll even say, I can't. You know, yeah. Like, whoop, we're going to change that mindset.
And maybe I'll have them jump on a little 10-pound plate. I'm like, let's just get those feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And then seeing them come in a month later and they're doing like the highest box jump, I'm just like,
so cool.
See how far you've come?
Yeah. Like, just seeing the fear leave and like the confidence come in and the smile on their face. And it's it's no more about, you know, their goal first coming in, I just want abs. Now they're seeing their confidence boost and they're seeing how good they feel because they just jumped on this big wooden box, you know.
That's so cool.
Just little things like that, like watching them grow.
That's awesome.
And then it naturally goes out of the gym. So, I was able to do that hard thing. And so now I'm walking through this hard situation with my family. Or going through a hard pregnancy or whatever, you know.
Yes. It is so cool because I think that's why when I would leave the gym, I would have these like spiritual revelations because you can't help. I mean, for me, when I'm like in there, we did this like 2,000 meter row that one day. We did it like twice. I think it was the 9/11 memorial. And I was like, 2001. And I'm like doing that. And I remember I looked and was like, can y'all turn on worship? And we don't really listen to worship. But I was like, and I just remember because I was thinking about what I was going through and I like wanted to tie it to what I was doing. It's like, this spiritually seems impossible and this physically seems impossible, but something about working through something physically while you're going through something spiritually, it's like giving you the hope and the faith that like it can be done, like the impossible can happen. And so it really is cool how much like your spiritual life can be tied to your physical life, and like that can just give you motivation for what you're going through spiritually. And just it's true, even like the little things that you're afraid of and you're like, I can't do it, I can't do it, and then you see that you can, you're like, okay, I'm able to do these hard things I didn't think I was able to do. But it's so cool to see y'all's mission and like what it's become. But I love how you said like it just started with like wanting to empower women. And I was just with somebody this week. Do y'all know who Matt Redmond is? He's like written tons of 10,000 Reasons, all those good songs. And we were with him and he was encouraging us as Ella Worship, just like speaking into our team. And he said, what I love about y'all is when I asked y'all's story, you were like, I can't even like tell us about God. Like I would have never thought that this would happen. And I'm like telling like the original vision of wanting to be a sister and a friend to those who don't have one. And so I do that through any way I can, podcasting, books, social media, whatever. And I was just talking about how I never would have thought I would be a speaker because I didn't even like that kind of thing, you know, but look at what God did. And he said, it's so refreshing to hear someone's story where it wasn't like they say, so this is the mission that I had and here was the end goal. And it was to have the conference and it was to do the podcast or to do the thing. It was actually just this really organic heart posture of, I just want to be a sister and a friend to those who don't have one. And then all of a sudden through the just saying yes to what God was doing and grinding and working the hard long hours and trusting the Lord in ways and just making this like really pure statement, like organically grow, all of a sudden we do have this conference that we're able to be sisters and friends to people too. And we do have this app for sisters and we have this podcast and we have all these things, but that wasn't the goal. Like it wasn't to get those things. It was really to love people well. And for y'all, it wasn't, let's have this gym and we're going to have this many people there and we're going to have this many coaches and it's going to be successful. It was, let's empower and strengthen women. And through that yes to that, look at what God did. And I think when you have, you know, your long-term mission, your long-term vision as something so pure as like a statement, as a mission statement, what it does is it keeps you pure along the process. You grow organic, pure relationships. You actually care about the people in front of you. You love your people so well that they want to be coaches for you. But when you do it to get numbers or success and you look at people as opportunities, you don't develop relationships. And most of the time that vision does not happen because, you know, you didn't do it in a pure way. So just to encourage y'all listening, some of you, you know, have this dream on your heart. You're thinking, I want to do this. I have this. And maybe just make sure that the vision that you have, the mission that you have is really the organic, pure thing that the Lord's put in you and that you're trusting Him to you know, make your steps along the way, to make your path straight instead of being like, I'm going to do this and this and this. Because a lot of times that's not even it. It's not what it's about. Just like, it's not about the box jump, you know? It's about what is happening in the woman's heart as she gets to the place of being able to have the faith in herself to jump on the box. And so just an encouragement to y'all listening, because I know there are so many people out there who have visions and dreams and callings and you're ready to step into it. And just right now, right here at the beginning of it, purify it, you know, make it organic, make it say yes to the Lord. We can't end this without talking about the app. Yeah.
Because they have a new
workshop in the LF Sister app, Strengthening Our Temple. Y'all, this is so good. I was reading the devotionals this morning. So the way that it works is you can literally click on the thing, read the devotional, and then you get to do a workout with Taylor and Joanne.
Yes,
and
the workouts are good.
They are. I was looking at it. I was like, okay, maybe this is the way I'm going to work myself back in.
Right?
I've been taking a little time off because I've been so sick with this pregnancy.
Yes.
Which, again, know your season. But I was seeing this and it was making me get like excited.
Yes,
I was like,
okay, it's so good.
I can do this. This is so good.
Yeah, all
so
body weight.
Talk to me a little bit about the workshop. And by the way, for those that are listening, if you have the app, this is on the premium subscription of the app. Premium is so worth it.
Yes.
So many absolutely. Great workshops in there, including this one right now.
Yeah.
So tell us about the workshop.
It was so fun filming and coming up with these workouts. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we really did. We were like, we need to pray over these workouts and what we're going to do. And like, what is the theme going to be? And Joe had the idea of strengthening your temple. And I'm like, yeah, I love that idea. And then we you know, great partnership. We just bounced off of each other.
So cool.
So yes, it's it was so, so much good. Fun putting it together.
Well, and it allows, because it's just 5 days, like,
yeah.
If we were to have done, you know, 7 days or 2 weeks, sometimes, you know, people are like, I don't even know if I can handle that long, or they die out on day three.
Yeah.
But with 5 days, you know, that's a little taste. And
and hopefully we always,
it encourages them to move and then to continue.
You can do 5 days.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, if someone is just beginning, don't go like full force, 100% into it all at one time. Like sometimes the body weight workouts will just be that little trinkle of motivation you need to keep your fitness, you know, routine going.
Yep.
But if you join this crazy gym and you're going all in it at one time, it can be kind of discouraging.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's stick with body weight stuff so that beginners, you know, can feel confident and
it's
everyone can do it in any season. Like you said, pregnancy, whatever season you're in, like these are doable for everyone.
That's awesome. So. It is so good. It's so doable and so encouraging. And one thing we were like, should we do this at the new year? You know, because everybody's wanting to work out. And we're like, no, we want to do this before the new year, because hopefully this can encourage you to get to the place of being able
starting
to end the new year and go, okay, I can do this because look at what I just did. And it doesn't have to be this crazy start. Like, I gotta go full force. It's like, no, let's start small. And so just a little example, day one is our body is a temple. Day two is physical strength. Day three, mental strength. Day four, spiritual strength. And day five is rest. So y'all are going to love this. It is pretty much everything we talked about in the podcast in a workshop. So for those who don't have the LF Sister app, you can download it in the app store. It's free to download. We have a free side of the app and then a premium side. The premium side is $79.99. It's a one-time purchase and you get it for the entire year. And you get workshops like this one. We have all things mental health workshops as well with a counselor that we have on staff at LO. We have several different other workshops. We have Annie Downs in the premium subscription right now. Who's doing fun tips, little videos for how to have fun in your life, all kinds of fun things. So that one-time purchase is going to go a long way, and you're going to get workshops all throughout the year. So go ahead and download the app now. Go get your workout on. And if you do the workout, and if you do the whole 5 days, please tag us on social media so we can see your journey.
Yes.
We can see what impacted you. And we're just so thankful that y'all said yes to doing this with
yes,
us
so
because
fun.
What y'all are doing is incredible.
So
and we just want to say we're cheering y'all on.
Hello.
Because it really is so encouraging and inspiring.
Yeah.
And that's why since I've been there, I'm like, I want y'all the comrades. I want y'all on the app because like what y'all are doing is important and girls and women need to know about it.
Thank
and
so,
so
much,
thanks for starting something.
I think the thing that's really cool is that we have like a sisterhood, a tribe, and the same, you know,
it really
vision
is
on y'all.
It really is.
Yeah.
Sisterhood tonight.
Yeah.
So I love it so much. It's so good. Well, thanks for being on the podcast and thanks for just all that y'all do.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank
we
you, Sadie.
Yay.